you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Beautifully done. We're back once again at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. Oh boy, it's Sunday afternoon, April 16th, 2023. And let's get this out of the way. It's time for Doug Plugs. I liked how Chelsea was like, "Doug plugs!" Like just stating it very emphatically is the thing. I'm doing stand-up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island this Thursday, 420, of course, and through Saturday, 422. Then I'm doing stand-up in Douglas Movies at Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois on May 5th and 6th, respectively. And Doug Loves Movies is back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Sunday, June 4th at 4:20. Today's prize is not a prize bag. It's just an item that I think you'll like. I mean, I'm kind of don't want to part with it, but I'm not a chess player, so it seems silly to have, and I don't have a cool place to just, you know, set it up and leave it there. But it is from Skyline Chess. It is the New York edition. All of the pieces look like buildings in New York. Yeah, it's very fancy. Probably worth, I'm guessing, retail maybe $65. Yeah, I don't know. But also, one of my guests very nicely brought, is contributing something today that's worth even more. So we'll talk to him about that once he gets out here. Is there anything else I needed to talk about before I bring out the guests? No, I don't think so. Oh, I was going to mention that I let people on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, I did a poll to determine what I'd give away today, and the chess set won. So I don't know if the people who answered the poll were like, fucking with this audience, like, and picking the lamest thing to give away, or if they thought that's really the greatest thing, that's the greatest option. So anyway, if you want to look at my Twitter account, see what I didn't bring today, have at it. And all four of the guests are here, which is very exciting because it's usually hard to park in this neighborhood. So it's a thrill when everybody's here. I don't have to worry about it. Are you ready for me to bring them out here? All right. Let's do it. My guests, excuse me, our guests today are Bobby Moynihan, Nicole Sakura, Eliza Schlesinger, and Andy Wood. Look at that. Look at them, everybody. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah, that's right. If you don't like it, complain to Allison Rosen. It was her idea. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a Jeopardy champion here to compete today on this silly show. Is Andy Wood, everybody.
Oh, thank you for having me back. It's been years since I've been in person on a DLM show.
Yeah, you've been on the the Zoom version, but fortunately we get to do these now, and it's good to see you. Good to have you back.
You too.
What's that thing you'd like to contribute today to the prize situation?
I have a very special gift courtesy of my girlfriend who produces the Joshua Tree Music Festival. Two tickets to the Joshua Tree Music Festival happening May 18th through 21st. 4 days of music, art,
right?
Workshops.
People are like surprised that it's something cool and of value and not some dumb chess set.
So yeah, come out to the desert. It's a great time. Galactic is headlining this year, New Orleans funk band.
Okay.
There's tons of bands that you might not have heard of that are on the way up, like bands before they're at. It's like been described as the opposite of Coachella.
Yeah, but once you're, out before there in Coachella. The desert and all fucked up, you're going to love it.
It's great. The bands are great. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a great time.
It is.
And it's a family festival, I hear.
You can bring your kids. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's like a whole kids section.
Like you could.
Bring your kids. I mean, bring your kids like you do, hippies.
It's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll take care of them.
Yeah. It's a fun festival. And they won't have like the, it won't be like Burning Man. There won't be like dust storms or anything.
I can't guarantee it won't be like Burning Man. Yeah.
There's lots of kids at Burning Man.
Oh yeah.
That's also true.
Lots yeah. Weird.
To each their own. No, there's plenty of kids who are totally healthy and well-adjusted at the Joshua Tree Music Festival.
You should. That's the slogan.
Right. I'm sorry I brought it. I'm sorry totally I brought normal. It up. It's a weird thing to talk about. anyway, it sounds like a fun festival. And what do those tickets go for normally?
$270. So this is each. It's a 4-day festival. There's like 50 bands.
Yeah, so this is a over $400 value.
Yes, that's the right math, I think. That sounds about right.
540? Yeah, that's pretty cool. But be sure to everybody can take a look at it, but don't try to keep it.
Verifying it's valid. Not real.
No, it's just a flyer that he wrote his email address on.
It's a Ralph's coupon.
Yeah. So it says February 31st. This is not real.
Well, 2016.
No, it's going the wrong way. I wanted it to come this way.
I think Doug wants it. Yeah.
Here you go.
I wanted to see, now all the prizes are together.
Okay.
A nice prize pile. Also joining us today, let's see, I got to keep going alphabetically. Oh, of course, directly to my right is Bobby Moynihan,
That's
everybody.
Me.
I just want to say you sent us an email that specifically said don't bring a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
So because what were you going to bring? It was going to pale compared to this guy.
You want to
bring his $490 value.
Sorry.
570. What?
I'm just going to give out Pete Davidson's home phone.
Yes. Oh. Well, that is a
He'll
battle.
Take care of you.
For
He'll
sure.
take care of you.
Yeah. But thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you for having me. It's good to see you. I forgot you were talking to me.
No, we eliminated all the guests bringing prizes for the prize bag because people just started bringing a pile of items from their home and it would take forever to
I feel like every process. Show I've ever did was just like DVD screeners.
Yeah, that's another
people
thing they love,
a lot of
love to bring. Those things that are illegal to give away.
Is that true?
Yeah, you're not supposed to give those away. That's, you know how it says that pirating is bad at the end? They don't mean just to people on ships. They mean the pirating of motion pictures.
I didn't realize that pirating was giving it away at a comedy show.
Yeah, that's how it works. Because, you know, who's going to pay to watch... I can't even have a good example.
Yeah, like
who's
going
to pay to watch Mamma Mia 2?
Yeah.
Everyone's waiting for it to come on streaming. It already is.
Six copies of Winter's Bone.
Right? Because you wear them out. You need more than one copy. Fucking Winter's Bone. Because, you know, just the scene where she... doesn't she, like... tear
I've
open
never
a squirrel.
Seen that. I've never
she
seen
prepares that. A squirrel to eat at one point in Winter's Bone.
Like, I watched it so J-Law. Many times. There's a hole in the DVD. Such a guy.
Wait, because you're so anti-squirrel? Is that what's going on?
No, because you said wear him out. I thought.
Yeah, wear out that bone. All right, but thank you for being here, Bobby.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being in what I consider to be the funniest sketch in the history of SNL.
I can't wait.
You're supposed to ask.
What is it?
One where you dance. That doesn't narrow it down.
I did a lot of weird dancing on that show.
Yeah, it's the weirdest dancing you did.
Oh, David Pumpkins?
Yay, yeah. David Pumpkins!
Everyone's favorite comedy sketch.
Oh, it's the funniest to the people that did get it. Those are my people. The David S. Pumpkins people. All right. Also joining us today, you know, she tore up a thing that's not just pedestrian regular Jeopardy. She's a champion from Celebrity Jeopardy. Give it up, everybody, for Eliza Schlesinger!
What?
I was supposed to be on your episode of Celebrity Jeopardy.
It's the only reason you're alive today. It's because you weren't.
And they told me they didn't need me that day because they had too many white people.
Yeah, because they... Oh, you know, that's... Ike Barinholtz would have used you for target practice because I won the first episode and then he, like, wiped the floor with all of us.
I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have... They saved my life.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Because you didn't go on at all, or you went on a different day?
I literally went home. They were like, we don't need you.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah.
And you weren't too disappointed?
No, I got paid. I went home.
Oh, man. Well, I have a Yeti tumbler that says Celebrity Jeopardy. And, yeah.
A Yeti tumbler?
Celebrity Jeopardy. I got a hat. I got, I think, a cup also. And the whole world got to see me give a wrong answer. When asked, that was about the Energizer Bunny, and I buzzed in and said, the Duracell rabbit.
Can I interject here?
Yeah.
You Google this, right?
What?
Duracell did have a rabbit.
Right?
No, the story was,
like
in the 70s, there was an ad campaign with with these bunnies for Duracell. Energizer came out with a campaign where their bunny outlasts the Duracell bunny. That one took off.
Yeah, thank you.
In the rest of the world, our Commonwealth friends can attest to this. There still is a Duracell bunny in all the ads. So both the companies had
I wish rabbits. that I would like cite that. I just got it. I mean, I could go back and contest it, but...
It's true, though. You can Google those ads from the 70s for Duracell bunnies. Does that make you feel better?
No, because I still lost, and I still gave the answer... But it was a good time.
They can bring you back for like a celebrity redemption tournament for all the times they've wronged celebrities.
Only if it's hand-to-hand combat with Ike Barinholtz because it's his thumbs are so strong. It was just not fair.
I just want to see a show called Celebrity Redemption Tournament.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of guys that got Me Too. They're like, come on now. Let me back in. I need to be redeemed.
My favorite celebrity episode of all time is the one where Regis Philbin was on because he could not get it together with his buzzer and would not take any responsibility for it. Like, he was just, this is broken.
I can't
just
get it
kept
over
saying,
here.
This doesn't work. It's not working. And then they had to stop everything, and Alex had to go, okay, try it. And he did it, and the thing lit up. It's like, well, it works, buddy.
I definitely was one of those people. Like, you can see me in some of the clips be like, and then on the commercial break, they're like, test it. And like, they're like, it is working. You're just not doing it right. So.
And then you
credit.
Were, and then you still won.
The one. And then I lost the second episode.
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess that's
you're
the
a champion.
Story.
Just stick
won.
With the champion part, not the then lost the next one part.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know which one you saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw it all.
Okay.
I was watching the entire series waiting for Bobby to come on. Like, I swear to God, I thought he was going to be on this season.
Everybody was waiting.
Mm-hmm. Also joining us today is a first-time guest on the show. You've seen her on Shameless and most recently Ghosts and is a voice in an animated feature that's in theaters now. It's that's Nicole Sakura, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's Suzume, is that how it's pronounced?
It's Suzume.
Ah, damn
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I knew I'd screw that up. Suzume. And it's in theaters now, and
it's
you're
in theaters.
A voice in it.
We just opened. I do the English dub. It's directed by Makoto Shinkai, which, I don't know, okay, no anime fans here. He's very well respected.
Yeah,
so
where are the anime people
kind
at?
Kind of a big deal, guys.
Oh, that guy right there. He is a little slow on the draw, but he's into it.
No, it's a great film. Please, yeah, go see it. Go see it.
Yeah. Do that. Do that right now. We'll proceed without
right after
you.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop. If you're listening to this, stop it and go watch the movie. It's in theaters and it's you know, it's charting. Like I saw, it's doing some business this weekend.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I think
checked.
It's in like seventh place or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. A lot
okay.
of big movies out okay. there right now. So congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
And thank you for being here for the first time. The thing I like to do before we do the games portion of the show is called Recommendation Nation, and that's where I ask all of my guests to recommend one movie, but I you know, narrow it down a little bit by giving you sort of a category under which the recommendations should fall, if possible. Some people go a little off book. And come up with really weird answers, but we'll see how you do. It's 4:20 in a few days, the stoner holiday, and I get asked this question year-round every year. I'd like each of you to recommend a movie, a good stoner movie, or the other way to go is a good movie to watch while stoned. Whichever direction you want to take it. Andy Wood, would you like to start us off?
I feel like it's also one of my favorite movies of last year, but I think I would rewatch it stoned because it was the funniest Best Picture nominee I've ever seen, which is Triangle of Sadness.
I was just gonna say that!
Really?
I was like, don't, because it's not on brand. You're going to be annoying. And then
use your microphone voice.
It's so good. It's so good, right?
Sorry. It's so good.
It's so good. It's like I was at home laughing out loud. I never laugh out loud sitting
Until
on my
the
couch.
End.
Like even the end. Like it was not the very end. Not the last. Yeah. Like yeah. But yeah. I think that would hold up for a stoned rewatching.
Got robbed at the
That's
Oscars.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So good.
That because it's kind of it's got a lot of intense sequences and situations that I don't know how if I'd want to be very high.
Okay,
I mean, fortunately, it's super long, so I wasn't high by the end of it. That's for goddamn sure. But it is a real roller coaster, and I look forward to anything that guy's up to.
Oh
just
yeah,
because so many different interesting ideas in that movie, and then when you hear him talk about it, he's just very smart and very weird.
Yeah, it's amazing it got made. Like, it's so bleak. And
that girl died.
Yeah, that's also really...
The pretty one that was, like, the model's girlfriend. She died in real life.
Yeah, the actress just died of some weird freak thing that she had.
Yeah.
And your people watching the movie have no idea. Because she's like, you know,
Can
it's
I say
a big
one
role.
Thing about
it feels
movie.
Like a breakout role. You know?
I don't want to spoil anything. Is it okay if I... Because it's been out forever.
Well, let's see. If you are we can only go based on the
All
people
right.
that are here. I can't
right.
ask the people
I won't,
listening.
I never, it's just...
But applaud if you would be upset by Triangle of Sadness spoilers.
Great.
See, this crowd is down.
Because I thought it was a comedy until the Russian guy's wife's body washed on shore, and then I was like, oh, this is serious commentary. It took me a good hour and 45 minutes.
That was still kind of funny,
it was
though,
kind
too.
Of funny.
I thought that was. When she was
when
puking.
He takes off the jewelry.
That part. But the moment she washed up, I was like, oh no. And then the jewelry was funny. But in that moment, I was like, oh no.
Oh, you're very sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to steal yours.
It's definitely dark humor in that movie, for sure. Have you seen it, Bobby?
Well, yes. Yes.
What if that was everybody's pick for the best movie to watch?
It's that good.
While you're
it's
stoned on this upcoming 420. Do you have another? Can you switch to something else, Eliza?
Yeah, not trying to
Since Andy
two.
Took yours. Is you, the two of you are already so competitive.
No.
You Jeopardy champions. You always go at each other.
It's a good, I had it. It was a good stoner. It was a...
Should we skip you and come back?
I had it. Yeah, you skip me.
Let me guess. Does it take place at a White Castle?
I guess I'm not a big stoner comedy fan. Oh,
me
here's what
neither.
It is. I'm not a big weed smoker. But I think the last time I was stoned, so this is a very long time ago, I think I just started watching Twilight. And I laughed so hard at like how seriously these vampires take everything. Please watch it stoned. It doesn't matter if you liked it or not the first time. It's ridiculous.
I've never seen Twilight. I might watch it tonight.
Get stoned.
I might watch it
tonight. Oh, my God.
And you can,
how is this an empire?
You and whoever you're watching it with can just the commentary you can do can be endless because they luxuriate in moments for so long. those movies are so fucking slow that you can drive 10 or 12 jokes through each pregnant pause.
Bella.
The most fun movies to like watch in a theater with, you know, I do shows with, you know, interruption shows where we sit with microphones and talk during the movie, and those movies are a blast.
So much breathing.
Because, yeah, there's just so much to say because it's just, they're really, there's a lot going on.
I was almost an extra in Twilight. I was living in Oregon at the time.
Right. Tan.
Well, they wanted, there's a scene at the beach, they wanted surfers in the background. So I said, send a picture of you in a wetsuit. And I sent a picture of me standing next to my recently ex-girlfriend, also in a wetsuit. And they said, we don't need you, but can we get her number?
And did she do it?
She didn't do it. She was too busy with a real job. I was unemployed. I'm like, oh, we'll come to the beach for a day to be in the...
Yeah. I was wishing that story ended with, and that girlfriend's name was Kristen Stewart.
That's what I thought.
But that's, Eliza, that's a fantastic choice. I mean, I might steal that when people ask me for a good movie to watch while stoned, because that's the only way to watch Twilight, any of them. But we'll just start with the first one. There's no reason to be confused.
You want
to
know what's going on.
You want to know what's happening. At the end of the fifth one, they show
Fifth one?
Yeah. They show the fourth one was in two parts. So I don't know if you want to call that four movies or five, but yeah, it was like part Eclipse or no, whatever it was called, part one and part two. But part two,
they're all named after cars.
Part two is 90 minutes long, and the first 15 minutes is the opening titles, and the last 15 minutes is the end titles, and they show a quick glimpse, like almost like an in memoriam in black and white of in the end credits of the last one. They show a quick glimpse of every single character that's happened in the series. And there's like five movies in, you're like, who the fuck is that even? Like everybody that turns into a wolf at some point.
In memoriam for fake characters?
Well, it feels like an in memoriam, it's showing you every character in the Twilight movies. Like they all meant so much to you when two or three of them, you know, or many of them only have a few lines. It's very, the whole thing is very entertaining. Plus, the amount of, speaking of spoilers, the amount of decapitations that occur in the fifth part is goddamn hilarious. Because these are movies for teenage girls, and the heads are popping off.
More than five? Would you say more than five?
I think so. Because that's the other thing that it was kind of a surprise with the whole, when vampires and wolves fight each other, that's what they try to do is pop each other's heads off. That's the go-to move. Whether you do it with your hands or your teeth. Okay, so that was a lot of fun. Let's talk to Bobby. What's your fun stoner movie?
Wait. Oh, are we skipping?
For being so concerned.
Well, I mean, I'll ask you as well.
Okay.
But I didn't mean
to throw anybody off. I just was, I tried to go back to alphabetical by first name.
Sorry.
Got it.
I screwed it all up.
I'll do it.
Okay. Bobby. He was looking out for me.
I got very, very very concerned as long as this audience member. I would say my first thing that popped into my head when you said that was I used to be a bartender at a Pizzeria Uno many, many years ago, and I was supposed to work a double shift, and I didn't have to work the second shift, and there was a movie theater next door, and we got free movie passes. So I went behind the Uno's near the dumpster, I smoked a joint, and I went to go see Fat Albert in the movie theater. This was before I knew Kenan Thompson very well. I told him this story.
You have to.
I did. I smoked a joint and went and saw Fat Albert. And if you've never seen Fat Albert, it's the most fucked up movie ever made.
The most.
The first 10 minutes of the movie is a little girl at school getting bullied horribly. She goes home crying. She cries and a tear falls on the remote.
And she turns into Fat Albert.
And the remote starts, she's watching Fat Albert and the remote starts glistening and all the characters look at her and go, she needs help. And they pop out of the TV and they tell her, we're going to throw you a party. And she faints because of what happened. And she doesn't wake up for a really long time.
And so and Fat Albert and the gang movie, are just hanging out waiting for her to wake up?
The Fat Albert characters who came out of the TV, they are now trapped. They want to throw her a party to cheer her up. And what do? They go to the real Bill Cosby's house and knock on our door. Knock on his door. Not our door. I don't live with Bill Cosby. He knocks on Bill Cosby's door. Bill Cosby faints when he sees Fat Albert because he's like...
Because it's his cartoon alter ego come to life.
But, so what do? They go to the real Fat Albert's grave.
What?
Bill's real friend in real life who was based on Fat Albert. They go to his actual grave.
Oh, man.
And all the other people that Fat Albert was based on in real life show up at the grave, many of which were in wheelchairs. And then they have a race through the cemetery in slow motion, fade to black. Kenan pops out of the screen and goes, I see you crying, and starts soliciting people in the audience's tears. It's the weirdest movie ever made. I'll tell them again. That was the best experience I've ever had in a movie theater while I was stoned. If you haven't seen that movie, you should watch it. It's fucking weird.
I mean, I don't feel like we have to at this point.
I know, sorry. I'm very passionate about it.
But, you know, I'm more excited about it than I've ever been. Might be a good double when the new Good Burger comes out.
That's right.
When Good Burger 2 comes out, just have it make a day of it. Okay, so sorry I skipped you before, Nicole, but I'd like to give you extra thinking time because you've never been asked this before, probably.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Well, I can't remember anything if I watch it high.
Right.
So I don't know if I would recommend that just based on my own experience, but the first movie I saw when I was really stoned was The Master. And I truly didn't recall anything about it afterwards. And then I wrote a screenplay recently and the teacher was like, oh, this is kind of like The Master. So I went back and I watched it and I thought it was really good. But also 420 it's my dad's birthday. So I know that it's also Hitler's birthday. And I do have a lot of World War II movies I could recommend because that's a genre I'm into.
It's Columbine too, isn't it? It's like a shitty day.
It is. It's
a lot going on.
There's even more. There's a couple more things.
Couple like of
if
them.
You,
it's
if you dig, it's really depressing how...
Wasn't 9/11 on 420?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to make 9/11 the new 420, and people just do not want to party and celebrate the way that I want to. So it's an uphill battle, but The Master, I'm sure I probably was high when I saw it. That movie was I found it deeply upsetting, because you know even the darkest Paul Thomas Anderson movies have like. You know, have a lot of fun in them, you know, and that was the first one where I just felt like these people are all horrible people.
There was the
hint. Date? Like, who was like, let's, we're stoned, let's do this?
It was. Yeah. It was with a USC film student.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So. That feels right. Yeah. It's like, oh, or Donnie Darko. Like, I'm good. I could smell it a mile away. No girl is like, let's watch The Master.
Yeah. Yeah.
No girl.
But I appreciated it years later. Yeah.
I think it'd be more like, let's watch Punch Drunk Love. I think it's a good one to watch when you're
yeah.
Also great.
Yeah.
I always, in my mind, have to make sure I say Paul Thomas Anderson or Wes Anderson for the, like, I always mm-hmm. in my mind, which one was it? Okay, that's right. I was confused.
Yeah, you always have to flip
you guys were
gonna
be like, me too.
Make sure you had the right one.
Paul W.S. Anderson, director of Alien vs.
Predator.
Hey,
there's no reason to bring that that guy into it. I was in a trivia competition once where I couldn't remember those middle initials that he has. And so I'm just angry at him for that. All right, well, those are all terrific suggestions for somebody to get high and become very, very unhappy, deeply unhappy, I'd say, with most of these choices. But it's an interesting challenge. I was going to say, if I get to, you know, choose a movie that's fun to watch when high, as I thought of a film that Bobby's in called Sisters with... Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Let me tell you about it.
Sure.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are watching TV, and this character played by Bobby Moynihan pops out of the television. They faint. Then it's 2 hours of that guy dicking around, and they don't wake up until the end.
I what go a straight to Louis C.K.'s house.
Sisters. No, but I think we talked about this on another time you've been on the show before, is that you pull off an amazing balancing act in Sisters because you play a guy who's, it's very funny to watch him, but he's always trying to be funny and never is. And that's like so hard to pull off in a humorous way.
It really is. I just found yesterday a stack of Post-it notes that Paul Appel kept handing me. But I didn't remember what it was at first, so I just got a stack of Post-it notes that said, like, my fist is bigger than my butthole. I'll take two pickets to Pittsburgh. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I remembered that that's what it was.
Yeah, that's how he talks through the whole movie.
Real shithead.
Yeah, but also lovable somehow. So good work. You pulled it off. But so that's my get high and watch a movie selection. And thanks for all of your suggestions. And now we're going to go to a commercial break and we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back!
I did it.
All right, so Andy's playing for Air, and Bobby's playing for Dungeons and Jasons, and Eliza's playing for Jenna, who brought a copy of Eliza's book, and Nicole is playing for the real Michael Powers, who has an Austin Powers poster. And he just lucked out that he has the same name as one of the greatest detectives of all time. Was that what he was supposed to be?
Detective?
I don't think anyone one's ever called him a detective.
He was a secret agent.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like Batman, Columbo,
it was
and
a
Austin
secret
Powers.
That he was a detective.
That was the big secret. That's what we're trying to uncover.
He was a secret dick who didn't get the chicks. All right. Well, congratulations, everybody who had their name tags selected, especially the person who Andy picked. And but we'll see. It's anybody's game today, of course. This first game we're going to play, it's kind of a warm-up game. It determines who goes first in the next game, so no huge press. But the game is called Live, Die, Repeat. The dumbest game you'll ever play. I'm going to say the title of an actual existing motion picture slowly. The first one of you on stage who could repeat back the full, complete, correct title of that motion picture is the winner. Every time somebody guesses, I'll start back at the beginning until somebody gets it right. The full title. That makes sense?
We just yell it. We don't have to say
yeah,
our,
you
our
just
name
yell it
something.
Out. Okay. No, yeah, you don't have to buzz in or say your name or anything like that. Just guess anytime you want. It's just a speed game. And should we do a practice one?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, make sure that everybody's on the same page. Okay, so that'd be like if I went drumline.
Who? Drumline two?
Drumline?
Bobby would be the winner. Because I was not looking for drumline two. No, the title will be longer than that. I always just do a short title because that surprises everybody.
Okay.
All right. But now I think you know how it works. I think you have someone.
You're gonna say it slower though, right?
I didn't think I said drumline that slow. No, I mean that quick.
You are gonna say it. Oh, okay.
I'll say it slow. Like I'll say the first word. I. So if there's any movie you could think of at the beginning.
I am Sam.
Yeah, see a perfect.
Oh
example.
Wow!
Not correct though.
Oh. I was like, wow.
I was just pointing out that she's doing it right in the sense that she's
are
guessing
we
already.
We're ready.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
I Tanya.
No. I bought.
I bought a zoo.
It's we bought a zoo.
I bought a house.
I bought a vamp.
I bought a vampire.
I bought a vampire motor.
I bought a vampire motorcycle.
What did you say?
I bought a vampire motorcycle.
That is correct.
Starring Kathy Bates.
Wow.
No, I don't know. I've never heard about that.
I don't know what the hell that movie was. It was, let's see what year it came out. It was from 1990 and featured Anthony Daniels, who's the voice of C-3PO, as the voice of the vampire motorcycle. I'm not sure who bought it.
Watching that in Twilight tonight.
Yeah. Watching that in Fat
Albert.
That
does seem like a great double bill. But a vampire motorcycle, the mind reels at the what the hell could be up with a vampire motorcycle.
You can't drive it during the day.
Right? And you have to fill it the tank with blood. And other things like that. I'm sure it's really fun. It's a really fun movie.
Anthony Daniels is the least intimidating vampire in the history of vampire motorcycles.
Well, you know, if he does play it exactly like C-3PO, but he was
right.
A very trained, English theater actor, I think. So
he probably took a big swing.
Probably made it a little bit more vampire-y than C-3PO-y. But either
imagine
way.
Imagine if he was just like, oh my.
I'm a gentleman motorcycle vampire.
He was a protocol vampire.
How rude.
All right, so there's that new show on Netflix, or I guess it's a movie about a little creature named Chupa. And I always think of that one guy saying Chupa to C-3PO. Anyway, you know, that's the great thing about this show is it's edited down
to the best 10 minutes. I don't like to waste everybody's time. But this next game, you're going to love it. Bobby gets to go first. Then we'll go to Nicole, then to Eliza, then to Andy. And because he participated the least in that last game, you didn't even try.
I said I, Tanya.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You tried one time. Yeah. But you know that it only means you get to go first in the next game if you win. So you might as well save your energy. And this is a game called Dracula and Loving It. Our friend, I call him my friend because I'm crazy. Our friend Nicolas Cage, many years ago, played a character who thought he was a vampire in a motion picture called Vampire's Kiss. And now, all these years later, he is playing actual Dracula in the motion picture Renfield in theaters now. So this game is a game where I'm going to say a line and you have to tell me if it's from Vampire's Kiss, Renfield, or neither. And I'll attempt to say it in my best Nicolas Cage being a vampire voice to throw everybody off the scent. So Bobby will get to go first with the first line. If you don't get it, that narrows it down to two options from which Nicole gets to guess. And if she doesn't get it, then Eliza will get the first gimme point.
So it didn't really pay to win the last one.
Well, you get first crack at it, so if you know it...
I guess you're right. Maybe I'm wrong.
You'll be in business.
I got to believe in myself.
That's part of the problem with this situation, is you do have to believe in yourself.
I'm fucked. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I love myself.
I wish we could throw on some like Eye of the Tiger music for you, do a quick montage of you preparing for this particular game, quickly watching, fast forwarding through Vampire's Kiss and Renfield. And so each time somebody gets one right, then the next person it gets to go first on the next one. Are you ready, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. I just am dying to say to you, any questions? All right. So let me get my Nicolas Cage on. Okay. If you dress like Halloween, ghouls will try to get into your pants. Okay, once again, that line is, if you dress like Halloween, ghouls will try to get into your pants. What do you think that is from, Bobby? Is that from Vampire's Kiss or Renfield or neither?
First of all, great Nicolas Cage, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither.
Well, it sounds familiar, and I haven't seen Renfield, and I don't... Whenever you mention the other one, I think of Once Bitten. But I know that's a different movie.
Right.
So I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither.
Yeah.
And you sussed it out, because that is, in fact, from neither. That is a line
Indian
from
the
motion picture Face Off. That's from Face Off. So you're right.
Which I've seen a bunch, and that's
familiar.
Why I unfortunately know that line.
Yeah. You knew it. You just didn't know why. But that's
great movie.
That's all you needed to know. Yeah. Nick Cage was on Stephen Colbert the other night, and he was saying that that's one of his personal favorites to have participated in. Yeah, he's got an interesting top five.
Yeah.
Joe bringing out the dead.
Pig.
He started with pig. He loves pig. We said too much. It's Nicole's turn. I'm in love with you, but be that as it may. But be that as it may, I am not here.
Where's my reading glasses? Can't read my own handwriting. All right, here we go.
I'm in love with you, but be that as it may, I'm not here to force my twisted soul into your life. Nicole, is that from Vampire's Kiss, Renfield, or neither?
I think I'm going to go Vampire's Kiss because of the romantic kind of vibe I'm feeling from that line.
Be that as it may. That's just such a, you know, that wasn't, that's totally Nicolas Cage's way of phrasing it after saying he's in love with somebody. But let's, yeah. Okay, so that's your guess?
Have you seen Renfield? Am I allowed to suss it out that way? Because if you haven't seen
that's
it,
an interesting question. Have I seen Renfield? I guess I should be honest about it if all the panel wants to know. Well, I have not seen Renfield.
Okay. I haven't seen the trailer. So
I don't know if it's out yet.
Oh, it's out.
It's out?
It is. It's out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It come out this week?
Just this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stick.
It's brand new, in theaters now.
Hot topic. I auditioned to play the therapist and didn't get it.
Oh.
So I'm going to go.
I'm not watching it.
Just kidding.
They went another way with it.
They did.
Yeah.
They made it Dracula. Just kidding.
What was your guess again, Nicole?
I'm going Vampire's Kiss.
Oh, okay. That's incorrect.
Yeah.
I know, right? You never know with this stuff. Eliza?
I'm in love with you, but be that as it may, I am not here to force my twisted soul into your life.
Man. I guess I'll say neither. No. No. I only know the poster that I've seen on, like, Van Nuys. And it doesn't feel like it's, like, a romantic thing. It feels like he's like, I'm Renfro. And then there's like all these.
It's the story of Brad Renfro.
I mean, you drive by fast enough, you could say anything on there.
I feel like he's in like a mentor role, just based on the poster, because he's so much. I say no, it's neither.
You're going neither?
Yeah.
Neither. You are correct, Eliza. Yes. That is from the motion picture Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. Poster logic.
Yeah.
You don't have to see the movies. You see the poster.
All right, so Bobby and Eliza are on the board. Andy, you're up next.
Thanks.
Renfield, Vampire's Kiss, or neither?
My needs are the only thing that matters.
Did you say matters? Knees or needs?
Is it matters or matter?
Dracula has famously weird knees, and he's always talking about it. He's always just like, my knees are a real problem. I enjoy living forever, but these damn knees.
I got real bad knees.
No, needs. My needs are the only thing that matters! !
God, that also sounds familiar, and I also have not seen Vampire's Kiss or Renfield, but would you do three neithers in a row?
Oh.
My it's needs. Really it sounds like it was in... Could that be like a Con Air line? I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither for that one?
It's really a psychological profile on you. Is how we're doing all of these.
It is not neither.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. So we're back over to Bobby. He has a chance to get another point. He only has to guess between two things. He only has to choose between two movies he hasn't seen.
I'm having crazy deja vu right now.
Which one he thinks Nick Cage said...
My needs are the only thing that matters.
I'm going to say Renfield. I'm going to say Renfro.
Renfield is correct.
Nice.
That sounds like something a Dracula would say.
Yeah, right? So there you go. There's your answer to the question. Will there be Renfield quotes even though Doug has not seen it? But that was a good question, Nicole. And you're up first on this next one.
It's simple. One follows two and three precedes four. It's simple. One precedes two. Three.
I'm fucking this lineup. One follows, see, that's what a great actor Nick Cage is.
One follows two and three precedes four.
What do you think?
One follows two, three precedes four.
Yeah. He's describing how counting works.
I feel like you're trying to lead me off. I'm going to go neither.
You're saying neither?
Okay, that no, amazing? I take it back. Oh. I take it back. Can I? I'm going to do Vampire's Kiss.
Final answer?
Oh, yeah. Why, yeah. Yeah. Let's just do it.
Okay, that's incorrect. Eliza?
It's for sure. Oh! It's for sure neither.
Why is it for sure neither?
Because I know it in my vampire knee, in my knees. My vampire knees. It just has a different pacing.
Oh. Just,
I feel like I know the movie too.
Interesting.
And I'm going to feel like a real jerk if it's the Renfair.
It's neither.
Renfair.
It's neither.
Yeah.
Don't say what movie it is yet.
It's neither.
Because I think I know the movie.
Oh, what do you really? Think it is?
Okay, we're going to say it on the count of three.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Gone Honeymoon 60 in seconds.
Oops. No.
It's not. It's really from neither and nothing at all. It's something I made up. I made it up and then totally fucked up the delivery of it. But it's supposed to bring to mind the scene where in Vampire's Kiss where he's yelling at Maria Conchita Alonso how alphabetizing works.
Oh.
And he's going, A, B, C, D, and he does practically the whole alphabet.
Wait, can I tell you the scene it reminded me of in Honeymoon in Vegas when he's behind Ben Stein in line and he's trying to like get a flight out and uh-huh. Ben Stein's booking a flight. He's like, I'm going to go see my son in Akron. And he's like, you're not even flying today. And he's like, sir, calm down. He goes, or what? You'll put me in airport jail? And at the time, it's like, what is that? And then now that's very much a thing. But he like is so exacerbated.
Yeah, they got airport jails already now.
It's
but,
so funny.
But back then you could be Nick Cage screaming in an airport.
Airport.
Unperturbed.
Post 420, it's a different world though.
If this were at midnight, you would have got a point, Andy, okay. But this is strictly based on getting the answers right, and it's your turn to go first on this next one. Get out of here, you fucking pig!
We all know he says that to Cher in Moonstruck. I'm hoping it's a line from Pig, and it's neither.
What? Let me double check my notes here. That's your final answer?
Wait. Get out of here, you fucking pig.
Get out of here, you fucking pig. It sounds more like Danny Aiello, I think. But anyway, it's supposed to be Nicolas Cage maybe being a vampire, maybe not.
Okay, now that I know the tone of Vampire's Kiss a little more from the other line, maybe Vampire's Kiss.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, yes.
You really going to stick with it? Andy Wood is on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. Yeah. It's too little too late probably, but you got one. Yeah, that's from Vampire's Kiss. And yeah, just a coincidence that he's in a movie called Pig. But he would never talk that way. He would never call somebody a fucking pig because he loves his pig so much. You know, it's his prized pig, so why would he say that to somebody?
There could be more than one pig in the movie Pig. Mm-hmm. Maybe he likes some pigs more than others.
Right?
I don't know.
Bobby, this is your chance to secure the win. All you have to do is get this one right on the first guess.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's something powerful pressing down on you?
I'm going to say neither. Final answer. Holy shit.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's something powerful pressing down on you?
I'm going to say neither, final answer.
Do you ever...
That is correct! You did it! Eliza, you want to guess what movie that's from?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
No.
Oh, I thought that was...
What? You thought I was setting you up for that answer.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No, it's from Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Another great Nick Cage performance. So anyway, congratulations. Bobby's our winner of that game.
We're all winners.
And that means that he gets to go first. And again, could be a good thing, could be a bad thing in our final game today that we will play after this break. We will be right back!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! We had so much fun in the commercial break. That's why you have to see the show in person. It's just the endless fun that happens that you don't get to hear when you listen to the show. It's time for our big game that we play to determine a winner today. I think you're all winners, but one person is going to win, quote unquote, and the person in the audience you're playing for is going to get... Hey, let me ask you this real quick. The four people who got selected, would you go to this... would you use these tickets and go to this festival?
I promise.
Oh, wow, that guy promised.
Like, on my life.
I will not miss it.
You'd have to swear on your dead mom. Sorry.
Yeah, that was really, really pronounced. But then someone else said also, do we have... Is it unanimous, all four? We'll find use for them.
See what that.
So I'm not
going to
play
like.
So hard anymore.
Yeah.
Solid maybe means you'd have to travel for it. Is that why you can't? You can't commit. Yeah,
it's
you can't commit to a Joshua Tree music festival.
I'm about to get real stupid.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I don't think people work on Monday after this festival because there's drugs and children. This festival's got everything.
Both for sale.
All right. Well, if you're not going to use it, it's you know, it's transferable. So just hand it to the first person you see when you decide.
Like
not
a curse. Like a gypsy curse. Like thinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just becomes this burden to find somebody to go. Because one guy in the audience yelled out, "I will go no matter what. It is my quest." Okay. Well, I'm glad that it's going to go to good use, probably. We'll find out. The game we're going to play is called Super Last Person Standing. It's like the game we've always played called Last Person Standing, but it's supersized because we used to just play it with one actor or actress's name. Now I'm going to throw three names at you. And each of you on stage, and myself, just for funsies, I like to play as well. Each person, when it comes to you, you have to name a movie that one of these actors is in. And if you can't think of one, that's how you get eliminated from the game. But you do have a lifeline in the audience, the person you're playing for. You can request their assistance one time when you're having trouble. And maybe that'll get you through.
Is there standing?
Well, that's just an expression.
Okay.
But yeah. Remember like last comic standing?
Don't.
And then there was and then there was a movie called Last Man Standing. So this is kind of a play on all
okay.
that.
I just didn't know if we actually
But we could stay seated.
Okay.
It's not like a spelling bee or something. I don't have a bell also. I just say yes when you get it right. Everybody knows when people get it right. Sometimes the audience cheers before I tell you if it's right or wrong. They don't cheer when you get a wrong answer, I'll tell you that. So yeah. So just listen for that swell of cheering that's about to happen, then have confidence in your answer. And so we'll start with Bobby, and we'll switch the order around. Then we'll go to me, then to Andy, then to Eliza, and then to Nicole. And these things just come to me, who to decide what names to use. Last night, I was watching, in the middle of the night, I was watching Seabiscuit on Pluto TV. I watch movies on Pluto TV in the middle of the night because they put in so many commercials that I fall asleep during the commercials. Like, I fall back to sleep. You know, I stay interested while the movie's playing, and then the commercials come on, and I nod out. So I saw some of Seabiscuit. And here's the three actors I saw. Jeff Bridges, William H. Macy, and Tobey Maguire. Between the three of them have been in probably over 400 motion pictures. Tobey Maguire, William H. Macy, okay. And Jeff Bridges. So you just have to name a film that has one of them in it, or more. I don't know how often they work together. But Bobby, you start us off.
Cider House Rules.
It does. It is a great house. Yes. Right? I always thought that that title is like Cider House Rules. But no.
It's a Nickelodeon
it's
show.
The rules you do not want to break at Cider House. It's very serious. Michael Caine has very serious rules because he's a Boston man who speaks with a British accent. So they always have crazy rules.
Like a kid, like, life in the Cider House is pretty crazy. But if you follow the rules, it's actually pretty cool.
Don't get anyone pregnant. Okay. No more spoilers. All right. So that's Bobby's answer. It's a correct answer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now it's my turn. I'm going to go with Seabiscuit. Andy?
I'm going to go with a little indie film called Spider-Man 3.
Yes. Very nice. And to be careful if you say a sequel that's got extra words in the title, because I want the exact correct title. Of course, Spider-Man 3 is just Spider-Man and those three little eyes squished together.
Yeah.
Okay, Eliza? Are you about to say who is Jeff Bridges?
Okay. Yeah, the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that's him, the dude. I will not abide anyone who doesn't like the Big Lebowski. Okay. Nicole?
Okay, The Cooler.
Fuck, that was my secret one, Sakura!
That was your backup. Yeah, The Cooler, that's a good one. Bobby?
Boogie Nights?
Yes. Mm-hmm. William H. Macy, right?
Yes.
I'll go for a Jeff Bridges oldie, The Last Picture Show.
I'm going to go oldier, Starman.
That's not older than that.
Is it not?
Black and white movie from the 70s.
Starman was 70s, wasn't
not
it?
Not that it was. That was about 80s, probably.
Oh. Yeah.
But still a good, it's a good one. Karen Allen. I like it.
Yeah.
Just giving Eliza a little extra time.
No, it's wasted on me. This is so embarrassing. I'm going to blame it on the fact that I had a baby. I really am.
They take all your brain cells.
Why do I feel like William H. Macy was in Fargo?
Because he was.
Yeah.
Fargo's confusing because they keep making season after season of a Fargo TV show that has a ton of different actors in it, so it's all in your face with all these different people. Is Chris
Rock
in it?
Take in too much media. That's why. That's what
you're overloaded. Nicole.
All right. I got Brothers.
Who's in that?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, that's not who we're talking about, though.
No, well, it's Tobey Maguire Gyllenhaal.
Tobey, yes. Very good. I just meant of the three that we're talking about, which one was it?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Bobby?
Tron.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Makes it. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's a good pull. Let me see if I got a good Jeff Bridges. Oh, Fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucked up movie if you're not into, if you're scared to fly.
I'm going to go multiple bridges with the fabulous Baker Boys. Right?
Yeah, there's two bridges. But that's it. I think the only time all three bridges were in something together was like Sea Hunt on television.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Eliza's ready.
No, I just... It's like,
wait, you were interrupting me stalling for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't know. Because it's only if everyone has a stroke am I going to win this. So I'm going to say Spider-Man, the regular one, the first one.
Yeah, why not? I don't know why Spider-Man, it hasn't been said earlier.
He said three, and I was like,
he said
fuck.
Spider-Man
was he not
three, in? Yeah. It's true. Back to Nicole.
Can I say Spider-Man 2?
You sure can.
All right, there we go.
God-given right.
I mean,
here goes Bobby.
Spider-Man No Way Home?
Yeah. Yeah. I got Toby came back. Yeah, he did. I will say I love Tobey Maguire as Leonardo DiCaprio's secret lover in The Great Gatsby.
Oh
yeah. Spoiler.
No, it's a secret that they keep. I'm only making it up. I don't know if it's true or not, but he sure does look like he just looks at him the whole movie. Like Carey Mulligan who? Who Leo's in love with in that movie.
I'm going to go with the least sexy Key Party movie, The Ice Storm.
Now, let's break down how many Key Party movies are we familiar with? I can only think of that one and, well, also the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Ron Howard one. Yeah. They literally, the Who's toss keys into a bowl as they're going into a party.
They do.
A Christmas
really?
Party.
Yeah. Oh.
It really happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Who's were fucked up in that movie. Oh. I mean, when you all look the same, I guess why not?
How do you think we got this way?
Yeah, we all have those crazy noses. All right.
Right. Okay.
Who's be fucking?
Yeah.
I feel like Jeff Bridges did a voice of a dog in something. He was something.
Seems like something he would do.
Like an old dog.
Yeah, trying to learn some new tricks.
You guys fucking with me?
I mean,
is it Milo and Otis?
I'm not thinking of one.
It's not Milo and Otis. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I hope
Milo and Otis.
I don't know.
All the characters of Milo and Otis are like voiced by Dudley Moore doing like silly voices. He's like, "Hey Milo, hello Otis. Oh, a waterfall!" And then a basket of kittens goes over a serious waterfall. It's the most. It's okay. The second most fucked up movie after Fat Albert.
Okay. Who was in Bridge of Spies? Jeff Bridges, obviously.
Yes, he was also in Bridges of Madison County. 21 Bridges with Most Deaf. Bridgerton.
All right, I'll just be here.
If it's a bridge, he crosses it. But great job, Eliza.
No.
Yeah. Strong play.
It's embarrassing.
It's hard to remember all these things.
I had the cooler tucked away.
That was a really good one to have in your back pocket. But
yeah, right.
What else have you got, Nicole?
I don't know if I'm totally off about this, but is William H. Macy in Burn After?
Let's back up for one second. Let's give you a chance to think more about that while Eliza goes to her lifeline.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could use your lifeline once. Let's not throw away that.
Also, I heard part of your answer. No. Jenna?
Sneaky. Yeah.
Can you help
Jenna,
me?
Jenna, what do you got?
Mystery Men.
Mystery Men.
Son of a bitch.
William
H. Macy has the shovel, I think. I think he walks around with a shovel.
How many lifelines do I get?
That was the one.
Okay.
That was the one that did it for you.
I'm actually going to reject her answer.
There's a shame. It's a shame there's no Mystery Men 2, but, you know, one could pray someday.
All right, Mystery Men. Yeah.
But we're going Mystery Men. But now, Eliza, just, you know, maybe something else will jog into your memory when you hear some of the other answers. Maybe more sequels, that kind of thing. Ben Stiller was the main Mystery Man.
Was it?
Hank Azaria.
Oh, it was William H. Macy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Nicole's turn.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with Burn After Reading.
Yes, of course.
Okay, swords. Yes.
Very good. He was in that?
William H. Macy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like he should have been.
Right?
Even if he wasn't.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Bobby?
I haven't seen it, but I think he's in it. Babylon? Isn't he in that?
Which one?
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a commercial.
No, Tobey Maguire stares at Brad Pitt like he's in love with him in that one. And he's got weird, like, dark makeup under his eyes. He plays a real creepy weirdo. And his character name is Tobey Maguire. It's the weirdest choice. But there he is, doing his thing. Okay, let me think of another. Toby's been slowing down. He doesn't put him out with the frequency. And I can't think of the ones where he was, like, little. So I'm just going to have to go back to the Jeff Bridges and say, The Mirror Has Two Faces with Babs Streisand. Andy.
I'm going to go to my lifeline. Just
out of strategy. I like it.
You can do that before you're out, right?
Yeah.
Just to see what
no
you way, get.
No reason to wait until they don't know have one either.
Bear, what do you got for me?
What do you got, Bear?
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Wild Hogs.
But wait, before I... Do I have to go with what he says?
No. What? Well, I would certainly be handing one to Eliza.
I just
want to
make sure... Because, like, I always confuse that with... You said Wild Hogs, right?
Yes.
I always confuse it with Old Dogs. I want to make sure that,
old
that
dogs
he didn't
and
do
Wild
that.
Hogs. I don't know who's in either of those.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll go Wild Hogs.
I know
Hogs.
There's like John Travolta and Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence and some mixture of them, but
let's do Wild Hogs.
Yeah, but it seems like William H. Macy is what we're talking about here. Back to you, Eliza.
I'll go with Wild Hogs 2. Wild Hogs Can't Be Broken.
Is that really what that was called?
Oh, that was so confident. I was really.
I was like, I was just back in high school. I'm like, I have the wrong answer, but I can make him laugh.
That would have been dreaming. Such a great straight to video, you know, straight to on demand with nobody demanding it.
Starring Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J.
Okay, Nicole, do you have another one?
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Oh, shit.
The bucket list?
I don't think so. Let's go to your lifeline.
Okay. Michael, what you got for me?
True Grit. With Jeff Bridges.
Thank you.
Matt Damon.
Okay.
In the new True Grit. Hailee Steinfeld. That made her a star. Anyway. Bobby?
The first Iron Man, Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm. He was all bald. Bald Jeff Bridges, that was a good one. I'm going to go with a movie he was in called... Oh! Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
What is
with
that?
Clint Eastwood. Oh. Yeah. I love movies. I don't know if anybody...
I could take or leave him. No one said Tron Legacy, did they?
I don't think so. I almost did, but I wasn't sure if Bridges, he's in it, right?
Well, is a CG. I think
it's him.
Yeah,
he was there.
They made him young.
I almost said dumbed him down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Young people are stupid. They made
gave him a CGI dumb face.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's in that. So Tron Legacy, good work. Eliza, did anything happen?
Oh, I've just been here.
Yeah. Felt like you were thinking about other stuff.
I was just trying to look like I was engaged, but I don't have any.
All right.
So sorry.
We tried. Nicole?
I think I'm out. I don't know.
It's so tough what the mind, will do to you. With there's so many.
What the mind will reveal.
Bobby even looks like he's maybe thinking about it. So, Nicole, you went to your lifeline?
I can ask him again.
You already did one?
I did.
Yeah, that's it then. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
Bobby?
Baby Boss. Tobey Maguire is the narrator in Baby Boss.
Wow.
No.
What if you called it something else, though? What if you
Boss
called
Baby.
What it's
I'm
called?
Doing the, you know why? Do you know why I did that? Do you know why I did that? Because Beck Bennett had a character on SNL named Baby Boss.
Right.
And then they got, the actor was like a fight about it. Because like Beck came up with it first and they made the movie and then there was like a thing and then they just fucked him over.
Yeah. Boss Baby.
Sorry. Yeah. I screwed that up.
You got it.
Boss Baby. Is Toby the narrator in Boss Baby 2?
He's the narrator for it, and the only reason I remembered is because there's an amazing clip of him. Like, if you go on YouTube and just type Toby Maguire press, I guess, for Boss Baby, it is abundantly clear that he did the narration, and then, like, the old, like months later, he went in, and they asked him about the movie, and he's like, it's about a baby who is the boss. And that's all he says, and it's really, he has no clue what he's talking about. He literally says it's about a baby who's a boss.
Like a super in-depth interview
yeah,
with like
really
Oprah.
Fantastic.
I love it. Okay, so we did all the Spider-Mans. We did,
make him sound Jewish.
Yeah.
The Spider-Mans.
Was he in Prisoners with Hugh Jackman? Yeah, that's my answer. Andy?
This was getting into like the earlier game, the live, die, repeat, where I might mess up something after the colon.
Oh, it's always dangerous after the colon.
After the colon. Tucker, colon, a man in his dream. Is that right?
I think that is right. I think it is okay. Called Tucker, a man in his dream. Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola. I like that movie. In fact, I stayed on Seabiscuit because I thought it was Tucker. Because it was just Jeff Bridges in an old-timey movie. And he was even standing next to an old-timey car. And then Toby McGuire walked in, and I went, this isn't fucking
isn't the,
Tucker.
The poster, he's like this?
Yeah, he's real like, I have the American dream. Yeah. But it is, I do like that movie. It's good. What's his name? Martin, anyway. Old actor won he was nominated for supporting actor for that. And then he won for... Ed Wood.
Right.
Your cousin.
Sure, yeah.
Andy Wood's cousin, Ed Wood.
Natalie and Ed, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, whose turn is it?
Bobby, I believe.
Bobby.
R.I.P.D.
Mm-hmm. Rest in police department. Oh, that's not so funny. Okay. Just in interest of time, because we got to wrap this up, I'm going to throw it to you, Andy. Because I can't win this thing anyway.
Yeah, I know this title ends in the word heart, but there's so many movies that do that. And he's a country singer. I hope it's just called Wild Heart.
It isn't.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called, Bobby?
Wild at Heart?
No, wait.
Bobby, that would have been such a big finish.
To be honest, I wasn't listening.
You would have been.
I was in my head trying to think of other Jeff Bridges movies.
Yeah, that would have been so fun if you had just said it, because then you would have won the game and said the movie he's thinking
well,
of.
Well, edit it.
And he's thinking of, tell him again what you called it.
I called it Angel Heart.
That's not what you said. I heard him. He did say Angel Heart first time.
No.
I called it Wild Heart.
Yeah, that's not what it's called. But do you have another one to make your win official?
Wild Farts.
You really ran out at the same time? You don't have any more?
I didn't know.
Do you have another James?
I don't know the thing he's referencing.
Right, I do. I'll tell you in a second what that is.
I was going to say Happiness? Isn't William H. Macy in Happiness?
He should be, right? But it feels like that's, you're thinking of, what's his name, Baker.
Dylan Baker. Hoffman,
yeah, and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'm going to go to my...
Lifeline for the win.
Oh!
Because he looks like he might actually have something.
What do you got?
I hope you do.
Pleasantville. Yes.
Very nice.
That's a double, right? Isn't that Macy and Maguire? Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. What a way to win, Bobby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that just makes my heart crazy. It's called Crazy Heart.
The one guy who's not going to use the prize won.
Rip it up. It's void. No, I'm sure he'll figure out something to do. What's that? Oh, really?
Wait, who was in that?
You and Michael Paris? Oh, yeah, Jesse McGuire was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Weirdo in that movie.
It's true.
He's fantastic in that.
Yeah.
Nice.
He likes to play weirdos. He does it from time to time. But anyway, congratulations to our winner today for getting two things you probably don't need or want. Who are you playing for, Bobby?
I wanted to say like the New England Cancer Society, but no, it's this guy with the weed.
Here you go. Come and get it. Congratulations. And yeah, if you can figure out something to do with those tickets, there's
an
email.
Also, just put that poster up in a movie theater, please, and just walk away.
Yeah, it's a really cool poster with all of us on there. Congratulations, Bobby. You get to go first in the promote yourself section. What would you like to promote?
I got a children's book out called Not All Sheep Are Boring. You can get that on a computer or in a bookstore where books are sold. You can check out these cartoons. One's called Loafy and one's called Lightning Wolves on YouTube. One's about a manatee who sells weed. That's Loafy. And Lightning Wolves is just a hard R Thundercats.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Bobby Moynihan, everybody.
Thank you.
Nicole, what would you like to promote?
Oh, you know, I'll say it again. Go see Suzume this weekend.
Suzume.
Run to the theaters.
Suzume is at the top Suzume. Of your resume.
That's right.
I love it. And what, you were on Ghost with like a thing, in, like shrapnel in your face?
It was a piece of glass. I was playing a party-loving girl who got in a drunk driving accident. Yeah, sort of a cautionary tale. She's loving the afterlife, so.
Yeah, when I saw it in the promos, I was like, well, that would be really weird to walk around with that piece of glass jutting out of your face.
Yeah, it was real annoying.
All
it was
day.
Like falling off all the time. And,
oh,
yeah,
no.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, thank you for being here. Did you have a good time your first time?
Oh, this is lovely. Thank
okay,
you, Doug.
Okay, good.
Thank
I'm glad you had a good time. Let's hear it for Nicole Sakura, everybody. Eliza, what do you got to promote?
Okay, I produced a series of comedy specials from up-and-coming local LA comics. And so that will be... When does this episode come out, Doug?
Tonight.
Oh, man. It's out on 800 Pound Gorilla if you want to pay for it, or you could wait till April 28th, and it will be out on YouTube. There's 3 episodes. We have 18 comics. So if you like stand-up comedy and you want to see some new emerging voices in the LA comedy scene, check out Eliza's Locals. It's also, you can find it via my Instagram. And I announced my tour this week, so you can come see me anywhere in the world almost and all over the country, eliza.com/tour.
Back in action?
No, that's the other one.
That's the last one?
This one.
Still back in action?
I'm not going to say what it's called because it doesn't come out till Tuesday, but
oh,
I'm still in action.
All right. But if it's as clever as that other title you made up earlier, I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild Hogs Can't Be Broken.
Yeah.
It's just. Wouldn't
that that'd be a weird title for your special?
It's about boners. Okay.
That hog is wild. Andy
it's an
Wood.
Angel hog. Angel hog.
Angel hogs.
Angel hog. Oh no, crazy hog. Wait, which one? Yeah.
They're all strip clubs.
Yeah. Andy Wood, promote yourself.
Yes, I do a podcast called Probably Science with Matt Kirshen and Jesse Case. We're almost at episode 500, which is too many. And originally, Brooks Whelan was the third host and sometimes host. Find that wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you buy the Birdemic trilogy on Blu-ray right now, I do the commentary on Birdemic 3 with my desert neighbor, Tony, who claims to be a ninja in the Illuminati.
I got to watch 3 things tonight.
Birdemic 3, just really strapped for... getting someone to do commentary?
They wanted someone who hadn't seen it before, and my friend Bobby Hacker is an editor on the second and third. I was a background dancer in Birdemic 2, so he had me...
Yeah, it's just a natural progression. Of course, yeah. You're going to get promoted to commentary on the next movie. Well, congratulations on that. That sounds awesome. All of my dates and deets and stuff, you know where those are at. I've got shows coming up in lots of different cities. I hope to see everybody this summer. Thanks again to Dynasty Typewriter. And one more time for all of my guests, Andy Wood, Eliza Schlesinger, Nicole Sakura, and Bobby Moynihan. As always, get ready on the end theme. This is a short last line from a motion picture. That we didn't say when we could have said this movie as
Anyway. Jack! Jack!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks, everybody.